Now let's turn in our Bibles as we open this lesson to Proverbs 18. We looked at this on Sunday, but let's look at this again. Proverbs 18 and verse 14. It says, the spirit, this is the King James Version, the spirit of a man will sustain his infirmity, but a wounded spirit, who can bear? And the Amplified, it says, the strong spirit of a man sustains him in bodily pain or trouble, but a weak and broken spirit, who can raise up and bear? So, well, let me just read one other translation, the New Living. It says, the human spirit can endure a sick body, but who can bear it if the spirit is crushed? So we can see here that from the scripture that a strong spirit is going to get us through adversity, whether it's spiritual or physical. The strong spirit of a man will sustain his infirmity. So the spirit is where I'm going to receive strength to sustain, to come against these kind of pressures and things. A lot of times, you know, and the reason I'm bringing this up is not sometimes necessarily for y'all. It might be for the people listening to this. But always remember, just because you come to church on Sunday doesn't necessarily mean you have a feel good. You come, oh, praise the Lord, we had a great time. We shouted. We had a great time. Glory. And we hopped and danced. And I'm not against that. That's wonderful. But when we leave here, do you have your spirit strengthened to deal with life's adversities? Because shouting ain't going to get you there. Pastor Clinton used to talk about this. He said that was the problem growing up in church. They kicked the dust out of the carpet but got their tail ends kicked on Monday morning. Their behinds. Because they were not strengthened in their spirit and they didn't even know the word of God well enough to walk in the authority that they had already been given. So we need to know that we need to be developing our spirit in peacetime before adversity comes. If we wait, you know, think about this. When you've been born into the body of Christ, we've been delivered from the power of darkness and translated into the kingdom of his dear son. It says we're an heir of God and a joint heir of Christ. I believe that says that in Romans chapter 8. And so if you see that, we've already been given his nature. We've already been given his power. His ability is in us. So we don't need to ask God, God, give me the strength to get up. He's already given it to you. That's like you asking, give me muscles. And somebody said, work them. You need to develop them. So we can't ask God for something we've already been given. We need to develop it so that when we face adversity, we confront it properly, you see. So the key is if we wait until adversity comes to begin to strengthen something that we already have, you may not overcome. I'm not going to stand here and say you won't, but it's difficult. I'll just say that. You know, always remember if you're developing something, you know, you're developing something that, what does that also mean? I'm getting more revelation. I'm getting more understanding, insight into the Word of God. And so just the same way, think about Brother Hagin's life. I just use him as an example. But all the doctors told him when he was 16, there's no hope, you'll never live. And so it wasn't until he kept feeding on the word of God that the Spirit of God said to him, he knew he saw something in the scripture, and the Spirit of God said to him, well, people are up at this time of the day. Well, he was still paralyzed from the waist down. He couldn't walk. He was paralyzed. He's, and the way he documents it, he threw his paralyzed leg over the side of the bed because he knew he had something. See? Now, he's in the middle of a fight. So I'm not going to stand here and say that you couldn't overcome, but it's a fight. It's a fight. And so now that we know that, let's strengthen our spirit. Don't be behind in a fight. Be ahead in a fight. So when it comes, you can resist. You see, you can overcome. So the condition of our heart affects our bodies. John 6:63, it says, it is the spirit, see, this is what we're talking about. The spirit of a man affects his body. The inward affects the outward of the body, the outward portion. It says, the spirit, it is the spirit that quickeneth, this is John 6:63, the flesh profiteth nothing. And then he goes on to say, Jesus is saying, the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. Proverbs 14, I think we touched a little bit on this on Sunday, Proverbs 14 and verse 30. A sound heart, talking about the inner man now. And we were talking about the difference between the inner man and the outer man. This outer man, this that which we see, and the inner man, the eternal part of us that we don't see, says the sound heart is the life of the flesh. This is talking about how our spirit man affects our bodies, affects our outer man. And so that tells us the sound heart is the life of the flesh, but envy the rottenness of the bones. Now, they may not have these translations, but this is God's word translation, the GWT. It says, a tranquil heart makes for a healthy body, but jealousy is like bone cancer. Ooh. Let me read that again. A tranquil heart makes for a healthy body, but jealousy is like bone cancer. Didn't say it was, it said it's like it. This is the Hebrew names version. And I think I read this Sunday. It says, the life of the body is a heart at shalom, but envy rots the bones. So what are we talking about? We're talking about a heart that's at peace. The peace of God is life to our flesh. I mean, medical science even tells you that. People that are not at peace, there's anxiety, isn't that right? Stress, anxiety. Some of us already know what that does to you. It affects this outer man, right? It affects the soul. It affects the outer man, the flesh. Affects the heart, they tell you. Affects the heart, affects the arteries. It affects all of these things. Affects your blood pressure. All these kind of things that can affect organs and things. So it's not peace, is it? So the heart that's not at peace is full of anxiety and stress. So that's what this is saying. A sound heart, or the life of the body, is a heart. Now, in this case, a spirit, it's talking about the inner man, that's at shalom. So what we're really talking about is we want to focus not so much on the outer man, not that we shouldn't. I mean, you know, you want to eat right, you want to sleep right, exercise, all that. There's nothing wrong with focusing on that. but you can't place one above the other. You don't want to place your outer man above or at the expense of the development of your inner man, right? Because that's what the scripture says. It says that it profiteth little. It's what John 6:63 said. It's the spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profiteth little, meaning it doesn't mean we shouldn't do something, but don't do it at the expense of developing your spirit. That's what that's saying. It profiteth little. It doesn't mean, well, let's just eat whatever we want and do nothing. No, it doesn't mean that. But it just means put it in its right perspective, right? And so we want to focus on strengthening our spirit. That's really what we want to talk about. Proverbs 24, verse 10. Proverbs 24, verse 10. It says, if thou faint in the day of adversity, thy strength is small. This is talking about strength, your spiritual strength is small. God's Word translation, I like this. It says, if you faint in a crisis, you are weak. If you faint in a crisis, you are weak. This is the New Living Translation. Now, they may have this translation, Proverbs 24:10, in the New Living. It says, if you fail under pressure, your strength is too small. If you fail under pressure, your strength is too small. So what are we really talking about? And what does that mean? In order not to fail under pressure, you need to have a strong spirit. You need to develop this inner man so that it can handle pressure that comes at you, adversity, those kinds of things. Everybody see that? Familiar scripture, Proverbs 17 and verse 22 from the King James. It says, a merry heart does what? Doeth good like a medicine, but a broken spirit drieth the bones. So what does that mean? A merry, what? This is a heart at peace. Shalom. This is a merry heart. So talking about this inner person, it does good like a medicine. There's another, they may not have that, but this is the complete Jewish Bible. It says, a happy heart is good medicine, but low spirits sap one's strength. This is God's Word translation. Similar, it says, a joyful heart is good medicine, but depression drains one's strength. So what does that mean? That means a heart at peace, a joyful heart, a heart at peace, at shalom. So when your spirit is strong, you overcome. How are we going to get through the worst kind of things that we face? A strong spirit. That's what's going to help us get through. Amen. A strong spirit. Amen. And how is that done? Through the Word of God. Amen. So we're going to have to spend more time studying and meditating on the Word of God, speaking in other tongues. Now, turn over to Proverbs 3 for a minute. Proverbs chapter 3. Talking about wisdom, but Proverbs chapter 3, when we talk about, you know, where are we going to find inner strength, it's going to come through the Word of God. The Word of God is what? It's sharper than any two-edged sword, right? It's powerful. And so Proverbs 3 in verse 13 in the King James, it says, and I'm going to just look at verses 13 through 18, it says, happy is the man that findeth wisdom. And who is wisdom? Christ is wisdom. He is the wisdom of God. He is wisdom. He's the Word. And the Word is wisdom. So how are we going to get strengthened in wisdom and so forth? By the Word. So this says here, happy is the man that findeth wisdom and the man that getteth understanding. Verse 14, for the merchandise of it is better than the merchandise of silver, and the gain thereof than fine gold. She is more precious than rubies, and all the things thou canst desire are not to be compared unto her. Now, look at this. This here, help us right here, verse 16. Length of what days is in her right hand, and in her left hand riches and honor? So how are we going to have length of days? Through the wisdom of God, through the word of God. How are we going to have a prosperity? Through wisdom, the word of God. Look at verse 17. Her ways are ways of what? Pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. In verse 18, she is what? She is a tree of life to them that lay hold upon her, and happy is everyone that retaineth her. So we can see here that in order to be strengthened with might in our inner man, we're going to have to feed upon the word of God more and more. This is what Joshua 1:8 talks about. This is what we've been talking about in Proverbs 4, verses 20 through 23. So let me just read this. 1 Corinthians 1, verse 22, it says, for the Jews require a sign, and the Greeks seek after what? Wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified, unto the Jews a stumbling block, and unto the Greeks foolishness. In verse 24, but unto them which are called, that's us, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God, and the wisdom of God. Amen. So let's turn over to Ephesians chapter 3. Ephesians chapter 3, and I'm going to read verses 16 through 20. And let's look at this a little closely here. And this is Paul speaking to the church at Ephesus. He said that he would grant you, starting in verse 16, the King James, that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be what? Strengthened. Where are we being strengthened? In our inner man. That's what he's going to go on to say. We're strengthened with what? Might by his Spirit. Where? In the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that you might be what? Filled with all the fullness of God. Almost want to take that next verse out, and it says, all the fullness of God now. Unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to what? The power that worketh in us. So we're brand new creatures in Christ. We've become born again. We've been birthed into his power. We've been birthed into him. We've been birthed into his nature. So if we've been birthed into him, he is the power of God. So we've been birthed into the power of God. It's not something we're going to get. We have it already. We have his nature. And so we've been birthed into that. We have a divine power. We have a divine authority or strength, or divine authority, and we have divine strength. But that's a potential. That's a deposit. We have to then do what? Feed it and exercise it and operate in it. Otherwise, it's not developed, is it? Everybody here? Yes. Yeah. So here, again, let me read this here. 2 Corinthians 4:7, it says, but we have what? This treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power, that's the dunamis, miracle working power, of maybe of God and not of us. So we have, what does it say? We have this treasure. We already have it. It needs to be strengthened and developed. That's what this is saying. So the divine power that's in our spirit must work in us before it can work for us. Everybody understand that? The divine power that's in us must work in us before it can work for us. So that means, what does that mean? That means something has to begin to work in me before, what does that mean? So in order for something to affect something on my outside, something that I'm resistant, it's got to be at work in me. I've got to strengthen it. I've got to develop it. I've got to do what? Exercise it. This is what James chapter 2 says. Faith without works is dead. So something has got to be at work in me before it can work for me. So I must do what is necessary to strengthen this power that is in me so that it can work what? In me. Then it can work for me. And so it has to be, this is what we know and preach, it's got to be the Word of God that's what? That builds us up and strengthens us, strengthens our inner man. Let me jump over here. Let's turn to 2 Corinthians 4:16. I want to look at this here. Talking again about the inward man. And I think so often, you know, when we talk about, you know, we were talking Sunday about just natural comparisons. You can take your immune system, and if you don't get the right kind of nourishment, the right kind of, you know, maybe it's vitamins along with that to supplement, and you may not get enough rest, and you might be under pressure and all that, it can ultimately affect your immune system. And it's progressively may decline. So you may be feeling great, and you don't even realize that it's in the decline until something happens, and then you become sick. Could be a cold, could be the flu, could be something of that nature, or it could be something more serious, but you never realized that progressively it was in decline. That's on a natural side. We can end up in the same place spiritually where we are in a spiritual decline. You come into church, you're praising the Lord, and you think you're okay. That's what the scripture says, that you can be deceived, right? And you're not in faith. And so we need to examine ourselves whether we're in faith, whether we're operating, whether we're strengthening our spirit daily and working at it. You know, like an Olympic athlete, you know, they don't just, they have a goal, they have a pursuit, and what are they doing? They're exercising every day in that pursuit. But 2 Corinthians 4:16, in the King James, I'm going to read through verse 18, it says, for which cause we faint not, but though our what? Our outward man, so this is going to talk about the outward man, perisheth. That means it's just getting older, it's decaying. Yet, the what? The inward man is what? Renewed day by day. For our light affliction, but is for a moment, what which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and external weight of glory. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen, for the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. So now look here. Let me read this in the Amplified Classic Version. I think this is a little more descriptive of what this means here. This is the Amplified Classic. It says here in verse 16, it says here, because I like this word progressively. You can see it on the screen. It says, therefore, we do not become discouraged, utterly spiritless, exhausted, and wearied out through fear, though our outward man is what? Progressively. I like this word. It's not just instant, it's progressive. Progressively decaying and wasting away, yet our inner self is being what? Progressively renewed day by day. This has to be a progressive process of working at strengthening your inner man progressively every day. You're determined, I'm going to do something to feed my inner man. Whatever that something is, you may start out small, but guess what? As your hunger increases, you're going to need to spend more time. You will need to spend more time because your inner man wants it and desires that, you see. But it's what? It's a progressive process. Isn't that what that says here? Well, we're competing with the train here tonight. Let's turn over to 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 3. In verse 3 and 4 of 2 Peter chapter 1, it says, according as his divine power, that's the miracle-working, dunamis power of God, hath done what? Given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. Through what? The knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you might be what? Partakers of his divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. So how are we going to handle, how are we going to deal with the worldly onslaught, the things that come against us? You know, for all of us, it may be different, but how are we going to deal with that? It says right here that by these great and precious promises, you're partakers of his divine nature, the power of God, the dunamis miracle-working power of God, and that by this, it says here, we've escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. So we can overcome. We can deal with these things that confront us if our spirits are strong and built up on these great and precious promises. Amen. Let's turn over to Colossians, similar, Colossians chapter 1 and verses 9, 10, and 11. Colossians chapter 1. You know, I guess in the natural, you know, when you talk about people, hey, let's go to the gym, it's not too exciting. So this really isn't what I call an exciting message, but I can tell you it's exciting when you're confronted and you overcome. Boy, I'll tell you, talking about getting strengthened, sometimes it's like, yeah, I know I should, but, you know, it's not one of these jump and shout messages, but I'll tell you, you jump and shout when you overcome, and you know that you've overcome because you've put in some habits in your life to be strengthened in your inner man. Amen. Colossians chapter 1, starting in verse 9, it says, for this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that you might be filled. See with this? With what? Filled. Say filled. With what? The knowledge of his will. We're talking about the word here. In all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you might do what? Walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being what? Fruitful in every good work, not overcome. Not, you know, being defeated, but bearing fruit. And this was saying, being fruitful in every good work, and what? Increasing in the knowledge of God. And what else? Strengthened. This is all coming about. Why is all this coming about? Because it says here that you might be filled with the knowledge of his will and all wisdom and spiritual understanding. That still applies here. Verse 11, strengthened with all might according to his glorious power unto all patience and long-suffering with what? Joyfulness. Giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us what? Meet or able to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. Who hath, and of course here, verse 13, we're familiar, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. Hallelujah. So this word here in verse 11, when it says strengthened with all might, that word might is the word dunamis. It means miracle working power. You're strengthened with his miracle working power. That's what that means. I'm strengthened with that. How am I strengthened with that? By being filled with the knowledge of his will and all wisdom and spiritual understanding. That's how I'm being strengthened with his dunamis power, his might. Isn't that wonderful? That's so encouraging. And so this word strengthened, if you look it up, it's just a Greek definition. It says to grow strong, to increase in strength. It means to wax strong. When I saw wax strong, that's what they talked about, Jesus. He waxed strong. That's Luke 2:40. And the child grew and waxed strong. That's the same exact Greek word that's used here. It means that he was strengthened. So when it said he was waxed, when he waxed strong, it means he was strengthened. He grew spiritually. Yes, he was the Son of God, but he set aside his divine privileges and he waxed strong. So if he did, so do we. Right? So it just means that he to grow strong, to increase in strength, to wax strong. In Colossians 1, I had read verse 11, strengthened with all might, according to his glorious power, unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness. Listen to the New International Version. This is verse 11. Colossians 1, verse 11, New International. It says, being strengthened with all power, according to his glorious might, so that you may have great endurance and patience. So what is going to give us the endurance, the patience to endure some of the things? It's a strong spirit, strengthened in this inner man. Amen. The Bible in basic English, this is another more modern translation. It says, full of strength in the measure of the great power of his glory, so that you may undergo all troubles with joy. How are you going to do that? How are you going to undergo all troubles with joy? A strong spirit. A strong spirit, strengthened in this inner man. Amen. The New Living Translation. There's another translation here, verse 11. It says, we also pray that you will be strengthened with all his glorious power. Going back, how are we strengthened with all his glorious power? Through what? Through his word. That's what we read in verse 9. So it says here, we pray that you will be strengthened with all his glorious power, so you will have all the endurance and patience you need. May you be filled with joy. So the endurance and patience you need and the strength that you need is going to come from the word of God. This is what we're talking about here. That's what we got done reading. It says here that you might be filled, this is the King James, you might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. And then it went on and it said that you can do what? You can walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened, all the same thought, with all might and power, according to his glorious power, unto all patience, long-suffering with joyfulness. So sometimes you may go for a while, but if you don't maintain strength, you don't feed upon the word, you know, sometimes it bothers me as a pastor, and I've seen it through the years, that when people are in the hospital and you go to visit them, they got the TV going. I'm thinking, buddy, shut that thing off and feed and feed and feed and feed. You're in a fight. Why are you watching the boob tube? Why are you watching that? It's not going to strengthen your spirit. But I don't say anything. You know, it's their choice. But I sit there and go, man, you're in a fight, you're in a fight, you're in a fight, you're in a fight. You need to feed. And keep feeding, and keep feeding, and keep feeding, and keep feeding. That's just me. But we've seen it. And then what happens is people's faith is not built up. Their strength is not there spiritually to confront this thing that has hit them in life. And it doesn't have to be physical. It could be financial. It could be family, whatever it is. And if your strength is not there to deal with it, that's what we shared at the beginning of this lesson. Let me read it again. It said in Proverbs, Proverbs 24, verse 10. It says, if thou faint in the day of adversity, thy strength is small. But it is. Where it said in the New Living, it says, if you fail under pressure, your strength is too small. So when you're under pressure and something's hitting you, you need to make sure that your strength is not small. And now's the time. You keep feeding, keep feeding, keep feeding, keep feeding. Begin to ask questions, you know, Is this that I'm doing? You know, I've done things. We've all done things. You know, I heard Leanne Sozeby. She was here, right? She taught in prayer and healing school. Now they've started a church down in Texas. She's not on staff there anymore. But she said she would come home and get in the lazy boy chair and just sit and watch TV after a long day of just sharing the word, and you just want to relax. And she said the Holy Ghost spoke to her and said, don't do that anymore. I don't want you to do that anymore. Was there anything wrong with it? No, there was nothing wrong with that. But for her, spiritually, the Holy Ghost said, I don't want you to do that anymore. And so all of us have experienced that. I've had things I'm just watching things, the Holy Ghost, and I'm he's not telling me no, but I'm getting this shouldn't do that anymore, shouldn't watch it. Just the news. Don't watch it. Don't watch it. Don't watch it. Don't watch it. So there may be things that are okay for you that may not be okay for somebody else. So don't get in the ditch if somebody says, well, the Holy Ghost told me to not do that anymore. Well, that was for them. That was for them. Right? Be led. Let him lead you. He's what the scriptures say. He's the author and finisher of your faith. So let him lead you. Let him tell you what's right and what's not right for you spiritually. Because he knows you. All of us are at different levels spiritually. So what may not be good for me may be okay for you. He may say to me, I don't want you doing that anymore. I don't want you reading that. I don't want you doing that. I want you to do this. Because he's what? He said, the steps of a good man are ordered of the Lord. And we are his workmanship. And so he has a destination. He has a plan for your life. In order for you to get there, you need to prepare. You need to be getting prepared and doing some things that prepare you and develop you spiritually so you can be of what? More benefit to the body of Christ, not just cruising through. That's all part of being strengthened. It's not just necessarily, you know, dealing with obstacles, but it's also strengthening this inner man so that I can be of more usefulness. That's what we just got done reading over here. Turn back over there. Let's look at it again. Colossians 1, it says in verse 9, and 10, it says here that we would be filled with the knowledge of his will and all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you what? You might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing and what? Being fruitful. Being fruitful. How are you going to be more fruitful? Feeding on the word of God, on the wisdom of God, so that I can be of more value to him, not just dealing with my crises. You know how people are. They're so overwhelmed with all their crises, that's all they think about. And you ask them to serve or do something in the church, and they're like, oh, I can't. I'm just so overwhelmed with stuff. It's the truth. I'm not saying there's anything. I'm not knocking that. I'm just saying that at that point in their life, they're so overwhelmed with stuff that they're not being fruitful in the kingdom of God where God's work is concerned. And so he wants us to be strengthened and grow up spiritually so that we can look at these things and go, I'm moving on. I ain't even worried about that. Or you speak to it in the name of Jesus and you command it to change and move on. You see, so that we can be more fruitful in the things of God. That's really what we're talking about, right? And this all, and I'm going to continue more on Sunday, but this is all talking about being what? Strengthened on the inner man. Strengthened on the inner man. And I think sometimes we all can get comfortable at a certain level spiritually and then say, well, I'm doing all right. I'm comfortable. Right? And then everything's fine. I'm growing. But he wants more from us. And you need to, what does it say? You need to be progressively, I like the Amplified, you need to be progressively being renewed day by day. Right? So that we can be more fruitful in the things of God. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Father, for this word. Thank you for reminding us of our responsibility and our need to grow spiritually. And we thank you, Father, that you have the Holy Spirit. He is our comforter. He's our advocate. He's our helper to help us and lead us and guide us into all truth. And we're so grateful for it, Father. Thank you for strengthening our hearts and our spirits to be more fruitful in your work here in this earth. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, praise God. Amen. Hope you got a little something out of that. Something to think about. Sometimes it's more of, well, I need to make an adjustment. And that's okay too.